To the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the naturopathic holographic physician who is about to become the holographic gypsy. Those of you who are loyal listeners will know that I'm about to take off another week or so, and you'll be getting updates from the holographic gypsies on that one. My special guest tonight is Steve Barish. Yay! Welcome, Steve.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. And listeners, I was just talking to Steve a little bit earlier. I said, you know what? I have an idea that I'd like to talk about tonight that not too many people talk about and not too many people know about. And so we're going to do some of that, and we'll probably do some healings kind of towards the end. If you want to make comments, you're going to need to call in because I have no internet capability yet. And thought I had that covered, was going to get a PC card, and then things just kind of got weird. And the PC card didn't fit, yada, yada, yada. So it'll be another couple of weeks, I guess, before I straighten that one out. But in the meantime, I have no fast chat capabilities. So sorry, guys. And also, before we get started, Dale Ray, if you're listening, I did email you. Discovered that the email never went through today, so I emailed you again. So please check for that. And also, listeners, I have a new number that you can contact me at. It's 888-977-5898, and that's my office number now. So, you know, I'm trying to keep up with technology here. That's not for the show tonight. That's just, you know, in general, if you need to get a hold of me for these vortex gatherings or things. So, without further ado, we have Steve Barish with us tonight, and those of you who have listened for a long time know that Steve is an amazing healer, does long-distance healing and things, and sees and hears the beings as they walk into the room. And he's had this capability before the projectors. And so, you know, this is not something that, you know, was gifted to him since then. And Steve has had this ability for quite some time. He's quite amazing. So he's a perfect person to talk about interdimensional stuff with. So, Steve.
Yes.
This is going to be some fun tonight.
You bet.
And I especially love having you on the show, because you see and hear so clearly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And, you know, I mean, it's a gift. I mean, I see things sporadically. But one of the things that kind of sparked my interest in talking about this tonight is I have a friend who's a financial analyst.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she meditates and she believes in, you know, miracles and, you know, reads the Course in Miracles, has studied that for years and all that kind of stuff. But she kind of draws the line at the woo-woo.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when I first met her, she thought it was really amazing, all these experiences I had had. And I said, well, you'll see it when you believe it.
Yes.
And she said, I just can't go there. And so she called me the other night. She said, you know, I had one of those weird experiences that you talk about. And I just laughed my butt off, you know, because those of us that have been doing this for a while, this is normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking, now, since the veil is thinning, and we know it's thinning, and listeners, if you're not familiar with the occult and metaphysical spiritual studies, that means that there's a boundary between the worlds that usually keeps us from seeing into the other dimensions, into the other worlds. It's getting thinner and thinner. So what you'll notice is more and more people are talking about shadow people. They're talking about more ghosts of dead relatives or whatever. They're talking about creatures that they've never seen before. Things that they think might be extraterrestrial. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are starting to really come out more and more.
Mm-hmm.
There's more spaceship sightings. There's more of all of those kinds of things. So what I'd like to address tonight is that, yes, this is real, and to remember that we are holographic beings, And so whatever exists, exists everywhere. And if you just nab one little portion of it, you're going to be able to see it. And hopefully to kind of get people to the point where they're not afraid of these things. And what I'd like to lead off with is the case of dead relatives and such, or beings from other dimensions in your house. And, you know, what I want you to do, Steve, is to kind of chime in, you know, with your experiences of the beings that you've seen and you know, how you've helped people with these things. And let me just lead off with a guy who had a healing center here. He was born and raised here in Sedona. And so he used to tell me that if you wanted to meet an alien, all you had to do is go out and look at what they had, like, chalked into the pavement mm-hmm. or the side of the mountain with the coordinates, and you could go meet them, you know.
Yeah.
And meet them face to face. This is the way Sedona was before it got so civilized.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was dying, for about the last 6 months, he would come to me and he would say, you know, I'm seeing these other people in my house. And he said, I'll be sitting there in the chair and I'm kind of drifting off. And I see them clearly. And he said, I try to talk to them, but they don't see me. And he said, it's very frustrating and I don't know if I should be afraid or not. And I said, well, I think you're seeing into the other dimension. Because he had built the house, so, you know, there would not be a modern family sitting in his house.
Mm-hmm.
But he saw these beings very clearly but couldn't interact with them. And they seemed a little frightened when he was able to get any kind of a response.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And isn't that just how we are if we see a ghost?
Well, there's a lot of things that we see and there's a lot of things that we don't see. Usually in my house, I'll see a dart of white light, and I know it's a person, or I'll see a shadow, which I know will be a person.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to see. What we need to do is just, the veil is coming down,
mm-hmm.
and that veil will allow us to see more if we want to see more. It's very important that when you see things like that, not to be frightened. It's not going to scare you. It's not going to harm you. What you're seeing is just a different dimension, and there's so much going on in so many different dimensions. So when you see something like that, just let it go. Look at it and let it go. It's not to be something that you fear. It's just somebody's coming through your house, that's all.
Yeah, and the dimensions are crossing over. If you look at string theory, you know, they talk about how the strings are vibrating always, and
mm-hmm.
they get close, and every once in a while, wham, they smack into each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my thought about that is that when they smack is when we get to ascend,
mm-hmm.
and we transfer into a higher vibratory dimension.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you're in the higher vibration, nobody can see you if they're in a lower vibration. And my classic example of that is, I mean, I've been invisible a lot of times, but the funniest one was when I was visiting a friend here in Sedona, and she had a little leatherwork shop, and she mm-hmm. was working on her shamanic stuff with one of the Hopis here in town. And she was doing a lot of leatherwork and beautiful beadwork, and she had beaded this bag, and it was the chalice, you know, the hands holding the chalice, and it was just gorgeous. And she said it was her finest work ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're standing there talking about it, and I'm standing there, it was winter, so I'm standing there with flaming red hair, and a cowl-necked poncho that goes all the way to the floor in bright white and hot pink stripes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You could not miss me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of large, you know, even then. And so I was kind of standing there just talking to Colleen, and we're just talking away about, oh, this bag is beautiful, and oh, yeah, I love the leather work and all that stuff. And then there was a lull in the conversation. And this woman walked in, and I thought, well, she's kind of rude. She didn't say hello to me or anything. She just starts off talking to Colleen. Didn't ask if we were done or anything. And I just kind of stood there, and they're talking about the bag, and, oh, yes, oh, my God, that's your most beautiful design that I've ever seen. And they're going on and on and on about it for about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asked Colleen something, and she, I don't remember what it was, but it was something that Colleen didn't know anything about, so she turns to me and asks me if I know anything about it, and I said, oh, yeah. And I started going on about it. This woman did the cartoon leap straight up in the air 3 feet and screeched. And started yelling, where did you come from? I'm going, what? I was right here the whole time. She said, you were not, you're lying. How did you sneak up on me? And I said, I've been standing here the entire time. I watched you walk over here. She said, that can't be, I didn't see you. And she got mad, and she ran out of there.
Mm.
And Colleen and I stood there and looked at each other and started laughing. I said, "Jeez, I didn't know I was invisible." She said, "I didn't know you were either. I saw you." And then after a while, we started talking about it, and I said, "Oh, my God, wait a minute. Had she seen your purse and the beadwork?" And she said, "No, that's the first time she saw it." I said, "How could she see it when I was standing right in front of it?"
Mm-hmm.
There's no way this woman could have seen it unless
right.
I was invisible.
Right.
And see, Colleen and I have been talking about spiritual matters. We were talking about ascended masters, you know, Christ, Buddha, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the higher realms and the importance of always striving for perfection and never getting comfortable. And so we were in this higher vibratory state,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and this woman walked in, you know, from her busy day and had, you know, very concrete questions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example. So, and this happens too, you know, if you're driving on the freeway. And, you know, you get really mad because somebody, like, doesn't even see you, and they try to take over your spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so you and the whole car can be invisible. So I always tell people, don't get in a meditative stance while you're driving. Because I've been there, done that, and almost gotten in a whole lot of accidents.
Right.
So I think, though, a lot of listeners have been through that, and I know that you've had some of those experiences, Steve.
Yeah, I think the best kind of experience that people... Maybe we should talk about the chakra, first of all.
Sure.
If the people that really want to know about multidimensional levels, you can actually go into your chakra and go right through the center of it and come out on the other side, and what you'll see is a complete universe. So there's talk about multidimensional levels. That will take you into many multidimensional levels. Even when you're in the chakras, there's a tremendous growth that happens because of the levels of energy that happen in the chakra. But to go out on the other side of it, I was outside for about 7 years when I did that the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things you can do, even with your own body, to get out on a multidimensional level. But it's true. I remember talking to you once about my room becoming invisible with my client on the table, and we just saw heaven on the other side. It looked like heaven. It was just absolutely beautiful, and the room actually disappeared. The only thing that was there were the projectors. Everything else, all the paintings, all the tables, the massage creams, the Young Living oils, everything was gone. And the only thing there was the multidimensional levels of either heaven, or they were showing us a different level of energy in a different space. So you can do anything. There's no limitation to what we can do. It's all in the mind.
Exactly. And quantum physicists have been talking about this for years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been talking about how the mind, which is non-local, is what actually controls what we see, and that our eyes and our ears are actually a projector system. And so we're projecting the movie outwards and thinking that we're living in it, and that that's all there is, when the reality is it comes from our mind. And
mm-hmm.
so when they say everything is an illusion, I mean, it's really true, because we're creating it. And, of course, there's a bunch of people out there right now going, "Ha, I wouldn't have created this mess." And let me tell you what, you would. And the reason you would is because when you're on the other side, when you've passed over or you're near death, this is all a game. And so you're going to pick a particular character or an avatar according to what it is that you'd like to experience. Now, once you're in the game, it's a trick to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's what all the quantum manifestation stuff is about.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're outside of it, you know, I can tell you, when you're on the other side, this is a piece of cake.
Yep.
And you laugh at all the stuff you did and the times that you've been wringing your hands and crying, "Oh, God, please help me." And you know, God's like, "Hey, whatever you want to do is fine." You know?
Yeah. Yep.
Whatever you want to experience. And you're sitting there going, "Oh, no, why is this being prevented?" Well, actually, it's you that's preventing it. You know, and it's you playing this game. So it's kind of like all these online games we have now. And
yep.
there may be thousands of players inhabiting this virtual world and playing this game, and this is like that, only it's way better.
Yeah, it's really incredible. It's Actually, I know you and I have seen this many times where we'll go outside and we'll actually see UFOs that are hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out in Rochester the other day and I saw four or five just by looking up and letting go. Mm-hmm. And some of them are quite big and they're there. I mean, they're multidimensional, they're invisible.
Yep.
And when you become invisible, you can see them just as well as they can see you. So you have to think invisible. You have to think, I want to uncloak these flying saucers or UFOs, whatever you want to call them, and you can actually see them up there, and they're all over. It's just not in Rochester, New York. They're all over the world.
Oh, yeah, we see them all the time here in Sedona. Everybody thinks that's weird, but and there's different kinds. There's the hard ones that are actually our government and the reptilians and the other beings that are lower vibratory.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the etheric ones, and then you have ones that they look like orbs that pop in and out. And, I mean, I can tell you, I've had so many experiences here in Sedona with beings and with spaceships and things. And I remember one time I was at Bell Rock with a couple friends, and this one friend was saying, oh, they keep telling me I'm the Eagle Commander. And, you know, I'm the commander of this spaceship. I just can't believe that. And she was just freaking out. And the other friend and I were just sitting there laughing. And we were having a good time. We're up on the ledge at Bell Rock and going, oh, yeah, the energy's great. And the energy will get so high when you're with higher dimensional beings that you'll start to giggle and you can't stop. And you can just feel it's like there's a big party there. And so we had this little camera, little Canon, I think it was, sure shot. And so this one girl said, well, let me take a picture of us. I'll put it on the automatic timer. And we said, okay. And there was nothing around there to set it on but a Joshua tree. So I took off this leather headband I had on, and she used it to wrap the camera around the Joshua tree limb. And we stood there holding our arms as if she was between us. And then she came running over after she set the timer and got right between us. And the camera took the picture. And she starts walking towards it, you know, to reset it, take another picture. And the camera tilts back all by itself, takes another picture all by itself, and then advances to the end of the roll. And this was like the second out of 36, you know.
That's wild.
And it advanced to the end. The back door of the camera opened up, and the film popped out and fell on the ground. And we're going, okay, that was a little weird.
And
then we were looking at, you know, as we were there that night, it was just really extremely high energy. And we could look up at the sky, and we saw what looked like a door and this big ladder, and we saw these beings in spacesuits walking down the ladder. And we thought, wow, that's really wild, because all three of us sees that. Well, we got the film back, and the first shot showed us, you know, with our arms around each other, grinning. The next shot showed us with the top of our heads and a spaceship right over us. And I wish I had a copy of that. I think my friend's got a copy of that. But it was just really funny because we looked at that and went, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really wild stuff.
Yeah, so we've seen a lot of things here, and I think people would see a lot more if they would just be open to it and not have the preconceived notions. Because what's here is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the idea of seeing something that's very unusual. And what we need to do is get over that fear. They're not afraid of us, and we shouldn't be afraid of them.
Oh, exactly. They can help us.
Excuse me?
They can help us.
Absolutely.
You know, it reminds me of the thing, you know, in What the Bleep, they showed that the Indian medicine man was looking at the displacement of the water that the big ship made when the explorers came. Couldn't figure out what it was. Couldn't see the ship. Saw the displacement of the water and puzzled about that for days, and then saw more displacement coming towards them at the shore. And until the soldiers got out and he saw that they were men, he couldn't see the boats.
Right.
Which was interesting. And so and this is a thing that they brought up in Learning Strategies also. There's a company called Learning Strategies. Paul, I've forgotten his last name now. But anyway, they have amazing stuff, higher consciousness stuff. And what he did in a room full of 1,200 people is he showed a film clip and he said, look for anything unusual. So there's 1,200 people sitting there watching this film clip. And it was a basketball game. You know, pretty boring. There were blue uniforms and white uniforms. And he said, how many people noticed something different? There were maybe six people out of 1,200 that saw something different. And he said, write it down. And then he came back and he said, would it surprise you to know that there was a gorilla in that team. And everybody was like, no way. So he rolls the film back. Sure enough, there's a gorilla in a blue suit walking right through the whole thing. Only six people saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that makes you kind of go,
I remember when I first started my shamanic journey, we were drumming, and we went out to lunch, and I was sitting across three people, and we were just talking, and the first person, I saw a leopard in her face.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't say anything. I just saw a leopard, and I think the second person was a like a baboon or something something like that, and the third person had a face of a deer. So, I mean, you can go to a higher state of consciousness just through drumming.
Oh, yeah.
Or just asking. I would like to see something from a higher state of consciousness.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be given to you. I mean, there's no question about it. So there's a lot that we can do and a lot that we can see if we just open up and allow things to happen and let go.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Like, I've seen a lot of stuff, mainly because I'm a butthead. You know, my parents tried to kind of beat it out of me and drill it out of me ever since I was a kid because I saw everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's stuff I'm, you know, learning to take back now.
Right.
But there were so many things that I saw, and they would tell me that's not there, and I go, you know, that's crazy. I know that's there. I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it. I'm conversing with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so life was a lot more magical for me than it is for a lot of people because of that.
Yeah.
But it would have been so much more magical if I had parents that understood this instead of were afraid of it. You know, like I had two grandmothers that were both extremely psychic and predicted world events. And my parents wanted nothing to do with this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just totally freaked them out. But yet they finally learned to listen to me when I call them up and say, don't do this or go unplug this or, you know, whatever. And my dad would say, how did you know? And I'd go, I saw the vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, came by it honestly, comes down through the gene line. But the other thing, too, is just mere perception. And I can tell you that even the scientists out there that are total atheists
mm-hmm.
and don't believe in any of this stuff, if they can suspend their erroneous beliefs
mm-hmm.
just for a little bit, they can see the miracles of life. And some of them are blown away. I mean, some of them just break down and they weep when they
mm-hmm.
they finally get it.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many miracles out there. And if you have ever seen the parts of a baby come together, you would realize it is totally mysterious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is nothing normal about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a miracle. That's all that there is to it.
Yeah.
It's like, how do these things happen? How does this stuff line up? It's amazing. And then you look at the different things that are going on in the world now, the veil's getting so thin.
Mm-hmm.
And like
mm-hmm.
I said, to have my friend, the financial analyst, call me up and say, you know, this stuff doesn't happen to me. And it kind of freaked me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just laughed and said, oh, it happens to me all the time. No big deal.
Yeah.
We are slipping dimensions, too. And I've mentioned it a couple times on the show where I have woken up and known I'm in a different dimension. And the way I knew that is because the stuff that I left the night before is not in the right place, or it's just gone,
mm-hmm.
or something else is different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing that really got me was when I got up and found a brand new Rainbird sprinkler head on my defunct sprinkler system. And I'm sitting there drinking my coffee, looking at the mountain going, what the hell is that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got up and walked out there. I was so disturbed, and I went, oh, my God, I slipped dimensions again. I don't have a gardener. I don't have anybody that would be doing this, and the sprinkler system hasn't ever worked.
Yep.
The next day I get up, drinking my coffee, there's a second one. And the other thing that was interesting was I watched a friend walk through my family room one day, and I started laughing, and he said, what are you laughing at? I said, I just saw five of you, one right after the other. And it's kind of like, you know, you slow down the movie or something,
yeah.
and they each
yeah.
had a different position and a different expression on
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can actually take pictures of that, where you look at it and you go, oh, it's overexposed, you know, or it's double
mm-hmm.
exposed or something.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it, you realize it's not a double exposure because it's not the same. And you'll see two or three or five different people right behind the original person who's solid, and the other ones are semi-transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one will be looking in one direction, one will be looking in the other direction, one will be smiling, one will be frowning, one the arm will be up, the other one the arm will be down.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes they have different clothes on.
Yes.
And you look at that and you go, wow, what is that?
Yes.
So you guys, if you have been seeing something like that, no, you're not going crazy. What you're doing is you're seeing dimensional stuff.
Yes.
And,
very much,
you know,
so.
Yeah, the scientists tell us, you know, every moment that is has always been and will always be.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does that mean for us? You know, everything is always happening all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And so my theory about that is you take your mind and you slip up and down the line through different points,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then you get to experience that. And some people say, well, time goes backwards. I say there is no time.
Well, the only reason we have time is because we made it up.
Exactly.
But there's no such thing as time.
Exactly. And so if you look at a continuous coil, they call it the Mobius strip,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's kind of a figure eight thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if your consciousness can slide along that and pop in any time it wants to and experience that,
mm-hmm.
because the moment is always there and it's always happening, now how weird does that get?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I pray a lot in the morning, and I went to synagogue one day, and I was really, really praying with a lot of sages and holy men. And after a specific amount of time, the Hebrew came right off the page.
Mm,
in other words, you can actually look at the English or the Hebrew part, and the letters actually came right off the page. If that's not multidimensional, I don't know what is, but you can actually do a lot of wonderful things just with prayer. Pick up a book
mm-hmm.
and start reading it and really get into it, and you'll actually watch the letters either in English or whatever. It'll come right off the page.
Oh, I've had that experience.
Yeah, it's wild.
And you know, that reminds me of something, too. I can't remember if I told you this, but I was down in Phoenix this last weekend with a UFO group. Now,
yes.
Yeah, the reason I was there was because there is a guy that I wanted to see,
mm-hmm.
and what he does is he goes into trance and he channels beings from other worlds and other dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, that's interesting. I want to go see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I do live in the town of Woo Woo, so you know, I get to go have some strange experiences now and then.
Right.
And what he was doing was telling people if they were human, alien, or hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, this is really interesting. Let's
mm-hmm.
go see what happens. And what he said that was interesting is maybe because he's Jewish, but he said that Yahweh is actually one of the wonder group.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call them. They're gods and goddesses,
mm-hmm.
and you know, like Christ would be for Christians. And
mm-hmm.
and basically said that the Hebrew, they're called the Hebrews. They have they're called the chosen by Yahweh, but he said that they actually have a separate heaven from the other sects. And I thought, now, isn't that interesting? Christians have a heaven. The Hebrews have a heaven. You know, all the other religions have their own heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, that goes along with what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been cases where people have been near death and they've gone to the other side,
mm-hmm.
and they've seen actual pearly gates,
mm-hmm.
and with the old bearded guy sitting
mm-hmm.
at the gate, St. Peter,
mm-hmm.
and God sitting on a throne, you know, in the clouds and stuff,
mm-hmm.
which just cracks me up entirely, because when I
mm-hmm.
went near death, all I saw was this incredible light that I knew was God.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I was a little speck of that incredible light.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, it just kind of makes you look at this and go, wow. The other thing I know is that when people believe that there's nothing, they will see nothing
mm-hmm.
when they
mm-hmm.
pass over.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll lay there, like, in nothing for maybe a century. And then gradually they'll start to hear the voices of other people, and they'll realize that
mm-hmm.
they've been kind of
mm-hmm.
dumb because they've been laying there in nothing for all that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, my question is always, is that another dimension that our consciousness slides into? Or is that an actual end of all of this kind of stuff, and we go into another place? And I'm not sure what the answer is, because I never cared to ask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the things that's always amazing to me is I don't stop and ask these beings what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you're on the other side, you know within your heart, within yourself, whatever your being is at that point, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so you don't tend mm-hmm. to ask a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've seen quite a few things on the other side. I've seen quite a few things here. And I've watched people as they go through different things. And one of the other things was when I was down doing my shamanic stuff, one of my teachers at the time was talking to a group of people, and I was kind of standing off to the side, and I actually saw his double detach, like he was sideways to me, his double face detached and turned around and looked directly at me and spoke to me. And it was completely different than what he was saying to the group.
Yes, yes.
And he was quite aware that that had happened. And I thought, wow, isn't that fascinating? And what does that mean?
Well, it's really fascinating. I think what it means is that we can actually detach and actually take off. Just go through whatever just go through whatever we see. And that's how I look at. You know, it's really interesting because sometimes I'll be working on somebody and I'll see part of them that has died and come out of their bodies and be taken back up to heaven. And so I guess the answer would be is that when we see something like that, we really don't know the answer. The only answer that we can do or even say is just let it go.
Yeah, just let it go and just go with the flow.
Absolutely, because I think when we try to analyze, at least for me, if I try to analyze too much, then I lose... I lose the thought of it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so that's what I do. I just watch it, and I'll watch part of the body come out that they don't need anymore, and it'll just be taken right to heaven. I could feel the energy coming down and being filled through the body with light. And so there's so much that we can do and see. We just need to let it go and just say, thank you for letting me see that, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And now one precautionary thing I'd like to say is people, if you have not experienced that yet and you're wanting to experience that, make sure that you do it in a space of absolute protection. And, you know, make sure that you're calling in whatever it is that you need for your protection. Like my favorite thing is I call in the archangels, specific ones. I address the prime creator. I address my guardian angel. And all of my guides. And, you know, there's a thing going around right now. Somebody's out there telling everybody, oh, everything's perfect, you know, and you don't have to protect yourself. And I have talked to so many people that have really gotten screwed up about that. A lot of them are dying. And they're dying because they didn't protect themselves when they were working on somebody else. And so they've developed cancers. They've developed other terminal illnesses, heart disease. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And I'm looking at them and going, what made you think you didn't need to protect yourself? And I go, well, so-and-so says there's no need for that because, you know, everything is divine. And I'm like, yeah, everything is divine, but we're playing a game. And so on the other side, when you cross over, it's all divine and it's fine and nothing can harm you. On this side, you're on the holodeck. And the program has gone crazy. So you better watch out.
I usually turn right to the Creator. I turn right to God. And I just use God force when I'm working with somebody. And I can feel the protection around me. And I just let everything go. Because I can feel God's presence around me. And that's how I work.
And that's the only safe way to be.
Yeah.
You know, because when you're in that space, you're totally protected. And it's kind of like, it's hard to explain this, but it's kind of like if you're in the video game, you know, you get certain protections as you go through the levels. You know, you're like Pac-Man. You run along and you gobble up a protection thing here and there. And those protection things are little pieces that you learn. And so that allows you to live through things that would have killed your character at another time or another level. And so you keep gathering these things, and you keep becoming more powerful. But you could still be taken out, you know, if you miss something here or there. And so, you know, it's a great game. It's a great thing of teaching you to abide by the laws of the Creator. And, you know, I've watched this happen so many times, especially in Sedona. You know, we have a town full of psychics. And my physicist friend, Rick Miller, said, what do you think Sedona is? I said, oh, I get it. You know, there are certain experiments that were being done. And when you realize that there's a huge underground base of the bad guys, in Sedona, working with the reptilians and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people here have seen them.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the spaceships coming out of the mountain. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows that, that's been here for several years. And you go, where are they putting in our water?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they doing? What are they beaming at us and all this other stuff? What's the purpose of all this stuff? And my point is, if you're not willing to look at what's going on around you, if you're not willing to open up and to see the truth, then that could be the end of your character, you know?
It's very possible. That's why protection is so important. But what I do is that when I'm working with somebody, I always ask for God protection.
Mm-hmm.
And God usually sends me whatever I need. And so I feel very protected that way. I also watched something here in Rochester about 10 years ago, and I'll never forget it. I walked into one of the psychics here in town, and she was healing she was attempting to heal somebody who had AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a lot of students around. And what happened was there was angels all around this person. I'll never forget this as long as I live. Were angels all around this man. And at the end she said, well, let's ask for protection. And the angels, as soon as she said protection, took off. I mean, boom, gone.
Yep.
Instantaneously. And what happened was is that she had already asked for protection,
mm-hmm.
and the protection was given to her, and then she asked again, let's put protection around him, and that's when the angels took off. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Yeah, very interesting. It's kind of like when you click on something on the computer, and it opens up, and if you click on it again, it closes.
Yep.
Yeah, very interesting stuff.
Yep. But we were talking earlier about the multi and the interdimensional dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much to see. All we need to do, basically, is to keep our minds open. And sometimes when you want to see something, it's like looking at an aura. You can unfocus and see it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that if you want to see it, see it.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I mean, it can be that simple. What happens, though, is people get a little scared.
Well, yeah, I mean, it happened to me the first time, too. But, I didn't have a teacher that showed me. Oh, yes, I did. I'm sorry. I saw my master. He was 12 people at one time when I was looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting in his meditation, and there were 12 of them, so that I remember very well. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you weren't interrupting.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I just after a while, after you start seeing multidimensional levels, it seems to be okay. You know, you just go with it. I think it's the first or second time when you're startled with what you're seeing. And, you know, you could be startled and, you know, try to catch your breath and everything else. It's only normal. It usually happens the first time, and then afterwards it's okay.
And you always have the choice, too. You know, people are so afraid of that. And I can tell you, you know, when I did a soul retrieval on my teacher, and, I mean, I did something that they never expected, where I not only got his soul piece, but hundreds of thousands of others, and I knew there was going to be repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
And it took about 24 hours, but I felt it coming on the next afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that there were all kinds of things that had kind of invaded my space, despite the protections. But my house is kind of on a portal and, you know, opens up every now and then. And so I was sitting there, and I had just the candles on. It was winter, and I was just kind of sitting there, and, you know, I'm hot-blooded, so it's like, you know, there's no point in putting a fire in the fireplace in Arizona. You know, it gets cold, but not that cold.
Yeah.
So I was just sitting there with candles, and that was warm enough. And I'm watching TV, and I felt something start creeping in. I was like, oh, no. And it was going, look at me. And I was going, no, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And it wanted to really scare me. And I think I talked to you about it that time, and you said it was something from my far distant past. that was really terrifying and wanted to get that reaction from me.
Mm-hmm.
And in my soul was going, no, you don't have to do this. And so even though I can see some things, I chose not to see that.
Right.
Because I didn't need to do that. I was like, no, if I'm going to see that, it's going to be on my terms, not on its terms.
Yes.
Because even though we are one and everything that's in existence is one with us, that's a hard concept to grasp for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you step down to these different levels, then there are more things that interact with you.
Yes.
And so that's the point where you have to start being a little bit careful. And, you know, I mean, I've seen things. I was telling you earlier, I saw this friend of mine that walked through my family room one day. I saw
mm-hmm.
five of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if I had had a camera right then, I probably would have captured it. But it was like five different people, like, overlaid on each other. And I saw them walk right past me, and I started laughing.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking me what I'm laughing about. And I said, well, I'm laughing because I just saw five of you, like, freeze framed. <You know? laughs> And I've seen these. If you go to Burlington.net, you'll see, or no, BurlingtonNews.net,
mm-hmm.
you'll see that they have a huge site full of interdimensional stuff and portals and all kinds of stuff. And I looked at that and I went, wow, I have tons of pictures like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're all packed
mm-hmm.
somewhere, but I've got them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had lots of experiences of walking through portals and driving through a portal. That was
mm-hmm.
wacko.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to have the road disappear and you're driving and you don't know whether you should stop or go or what. They're like, how do you get back? And so all this stuff is really starting to happen to normal people now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the reason I thought this would be a good show is like, you know, what if it's happening to the listeners and they think they're going crazy?
Yeah, maybe we got some listeners out there would like to mention something or talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys can call in and share your story if you'd like to. And
sure.
You know, we've had lots more experiences that we haven't even started to touch on yet.
Right.
Between the two of us, Steve and I have kind of been there, done that with a whole lot of things. Which is why
that's
we get along,
sure.
I guess, you know. But, I mean, there's so many amazing things out there. It's just, you know, just open your minds and open your heart and you know, be willing to see what's really there.
Yeah, what we need to say is basically, when you see something, don't think you're going crazy. Don't think that something's wrong with you. It's just that you're actually seeing something in another dimension. And accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you accept it, then you'll see a lot more, and then you'll understand, and you'll go, ah, okay, this is another dimension. Great, look what I'm seeing. You know, keep your mind open, because every time that happens, and it's a good dimension, you're going to learn.
Oh, absolutely.
And absolutely, you're going to learn.
You close it off.
Yep.
You know, there's the whole shadow people thing. There's a couple things I wanted to mention with that.
Yep.
A lot of us have seen, like, little fleeting shadow things, you know, running around. I've seen
mm-hmm.
that ever since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But when I lived at this one house with my late husband, we had the house actually had to be exercised.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the first day I was there, something slid down the stairs towards me, and I said, oh, no, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I started
mm-hmm.
invoking the Christ and the angels and the, you know, the prime
mm-hmm.
creator and everything. I was,
mm-hmm.
and it ran back up into the closet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly what happened, but I had an exorcist friend come over and take that out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was horrible. The stench and everything that came out of that closet when she
mm-hmm.
went in there was something else.
Mm-hmm.
But what had happened before that is I would be in the shower, and everything would kind of go dark for an instant, like somebody big had just walked past the light.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I thought it was my husband, and I'd go, George, and there'd be no answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd open up the shower door and look, and there was nobody there. And then I'd, you know, get out of the shower and go downstairs and see him outside and say, hey, were you just upstairs in the bathroom? He'd go, no, why?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, well, that happened to me several times, and it was a man.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a big shadow guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I thought, now that's interesting. And he was about the same size as my husband, so I thought maybe
mm-hmm.
that's him in another dimension.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting out in the swimming pool one night, and now my late husband was Mr. CIA,
mm-hmm.
you know, and totally atheist until, you know, close to his death. But just, you know, didn't believe in any of this stuff, called it my woo-woo stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
and had no respect for it at all until I started proving a couple things to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting out in the swimming pool one night looking up at the balcony outside his office, and there's this dark guy standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, are you seeing what I'm seeing? I said,
mm-hmm.
you mean that man standing on your balcony? He goes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you could see it was a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was not, you know, somebody mm-hmm. in physical form.
Mm-hmm.
Freaked him out entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, we need to do an exorcism on this house. So we got our hands mm-hmm. together and we, you know, put our hands, one hand on the pillar and one hand holding the other person's hand, and we started invoking.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole house started to shake.
Mm-hmm.
You should have seen his eyes. They about popped out of his skull. And so we had a lot of incidences like that.
Yep.
And you know, one of the things with shadow people, and my question is, you know, I'm not an expert on shadow people, but I've certainly seen them a lot, and I still mm-hmm. see them to this day. But one of my questions is always, is if we have
We got somebody out there.
Yeah, got somebody there. Go ahead. Who do we have on the line?
Dominic from London.
Hey, Dominic. How are you?
Oh, fine. Doing well. Having a lovely, boring time. But
boring time.
But having a jolly, wonderful, exciting time listening to your show.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we may make it to London at some point.
Oh.
And I will definitely contact you if we do. I keep telling my assistant, you know what? It's not that expensive to get a last-minute cruise to London.
Oh.
And I said, if we get the chance when we're up in New York and everything works out and we've got the time, I'm going to London and I'm going to call up Dominic.
Fantastic.
And we'll bring all our stuff over and, you know, we could have some vortex parties over there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So, Dominic, tell us about your experience. Or do you have a question?
Oh, no, experiences. Well, you know, I've seen lots of strange lights and shadow beings and flying saucers, and also I believe I've seen... I believe my spirit guide.
Ah.
And she, I usually see her wandering around train stations, sort of, approaching me, but never quite talking to me. And it's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
But on the day of the Planetary Lineup in the year 2000, on the 5th of May, I sort of saw this lady sitting opposite me in a train, and a few days before, my spirit guide, Jemima, mentioned that... she could have dark hair for all I knew, but she keeps sort of talking about all the different ways she could appear to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then this girl sitting opposite me, she had the face that I imagined that Jemima would. And then I got off the train, and then she followed me. And then I walked to another train station. She got on that train platform too, and got on the same train, and then I went to another train station and changed trains, and she got onto the same train, and it's very peculiar because I just, you know, realized that she was going my direction but wasn't actually following me.
Mm-hmm.
And it haunted me for many years, but then I've seen her again, but kind of different facial features. And she appeared twice on the same day when I was in Hungary last year.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at, well, a friend of mine noticed one of the apparitions, and we both sort of thought how extraordinary this woman looked in a place like Hungary, totally out of place. And then suddenly, in another form, she sat next to me, and I kind of recognized her face in the mirror, and very perplexing. But the way she appeared back in year 2000, which is the way she normally looks, I suddenly saw this actress on a sci-fi film, a sci-fi TV series in the 1950s. And, oh, it's confused me because I'm just wondering if it's the same person. But, I've been led on a very merry dance by this spirit guide of mine. I don't know what I'm supposed to believe about her at all, but she keeps sort of appearing from time to time to time. And, well.
I don't know. What do you think, Steve?
Well, I think that basically Dominic saw an awful lot. I mean, Dominic, have you ever seen this stuff before?
The stuff before, like...
Well, have you seen people appear in front of you before?
I believe I've seen, there've been a few other people. I label them as pop-ins. There's lots of weird people around the underground. And
mm-hmm.
There's a certain entity by the name of Elias, you know, one of these channeled beings. We usually go confirm these pop-ins when people are asking about them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm getting used to them.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful that you're seeing that much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything to be afraid of. I think what you're learning is that they're showing you that there's so many different kinds of multidimensional levels.
Yeah.
And I think it's really good that you're having that vision.
Yeah, yeah. And years ago, I used to have kind of abduction-like experiences during the night. I wake up, and I remember once I saw this creature at the end of my bed and had a body like a box and a head like a spongy brain.
Mm-hmm.
I was terrified. It's amazing, a thing. It looked like a really cheesy science fiction prop there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the things that terrify us basically is something that we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what you're doing is that when you see something that's terrifying, it is opening up to actually a bigger dimension, or sometimes you can open up to a different kind of dimension of a lower vibration. Or maybe it's a higher vibration. So we don't really know. What you could do is the next time you have something like that,
mm-hmm.
that experience, is ask, is this a higher vibration or a lower vibration?
Yes. Well, it was fascinating anyway. You know,
mm-hmm.
If I could see that thing again, this strange machine-like creature, I'd have a jolly time looking at it.
I remember seeing... I was massaging somebody, and I saw this little creature come in my room. He looked human, but he had a duck bill, and he was walking backwards. It was the wildest thing I ever saw.
Fantastic.
And I stepped out of the room because I wanted to see what I was seeing. And the mother came in the room and said, "I'm so sorry. He should not have come into this dimension." And so she took him back. He just walked right through, just like, you know, and she said, "I'm terribly sorry. I'll just take him back through the dimension." So, I mean, you know, it's good when you meet somebody that can talk to you and tell you, "Well, he's from a different dimension, and I'm terribly sorry to have bothered you, and I'll take him back." So there's a lot that can be done, and, you know, you just have to be open to it.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that, too, because if you're frightened, you know, any being that is trying to communicate with you who's good does not want to frighten you.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will just go poof,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they'll get out of your way. Now, the dark beings, that's another thing. You know,
yeah.
they want to frighten you, and
mm-hmm.
And then the beings that will appear as light, I mean, you have to always ask,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes, you know, things that look like angels are actually not. And so it's very important to always be discerning and to know, you know, who and what you're dealing with. But I think sometimes, you know, pretty much, I don't know, maybe 70% of the planet is not from here, you know, and has actually alien DNA. Now,
mm-hmm.
they've been on Earth for a long time, but they
mm-hmm.
have the DNA strands from other planets. And I don't know why that is, you know, it's so, like, creationists and all that kind of stuff. Don't get up in arms with me. I don't really know what the answer is. I can tell you that there are a lot of strange things out there, and I can tell you that that I've had enough strange experiences that I know that things are not as they seem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my question has always been, okay, what do we need to know for our continued growth? And normally when these beings appear to you, it's not to bother you. You know, 9 times out of 10, they're here to assist you with your next step. But then you have to be careful what you're asking for. If you're asking for power, then you're going to get the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking, how can I help this planet in the ascension process, or how can I be more in alignment with God, then you're most likely going to get the good guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you have to always ask. Because, you know, things can be weird. Just because something looks like a demon doesn't mean it is.
Right.
And just because something looks like an ascended master or an angel doesn't mean it is.
Right. Right.
And so the question is always, you know, if you blank your mind and you just let yourself feel what that being feels like, then you'll feel it. If you get the warm glow in your heart, you know, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you have fear, it's not fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what is your fear based on? you know, there are a lot of people that were terrified of the grays, including me. I was terrified for years because they used to come and abduct me every night. You know, and I didn't want to be there. And then I was talking with a lady who's actually a hybrid, and her father had allowed her to be infused with alien DNA because he worked for the government. And when he told her this, she was shocked. She said, I don't want to hear this. And he said, you have to know. And so she's got some real unusual bloodline and, you know, everything else going on. But she said, you know, the Greys used to abduct her all the time. She hated them. And then they start taking her children. And she didn't understand. She was very upset. And finally, they kind of took her aside and said, look, you agreed to this. You know, you're one of us. You came down here to get an Earth body, and, you know, we put the DNA in there, and, you know, this is your job. This is what you agreed to. And so now she's okay with it. And she realizes they were not trying to hurt her.
Right, right.
But if you don't remember that kind of stuff, you can get in trouble.
Well, the interesting part is that they told her.
Yeah.
Which is really important. And once she knew that, she was okay with it.
Right. And so my question for Dominic is, the next time you see this guy that looks like a machine with a weird brain, ask him.
Yes. I remember a day later, I had dreams about the 1950s. Alien monsters, and I think it's a very creative thing. I've also, I believe, met Pleiadians.
Mm-hmm.
And my spirit guide, Jemima, she seems to be friends with them. I think, I don't know if she still knows him or not, but she has in the past introduced them to me while I was sitting in a bath.
Mm-hmm.
These very lovely Pleiadian women, and also one lady named Jejunado from Ishtar. I never quite understood where Ishtar might be, whether it's Venus or not, but these Pleiadians, one was named Alaerdrine, another one was named Hermiaja, and another one was named Andeneda. I suppose what I had to do was learn their names and learn to experience the frequency of their energy, and I'd just be able to think about them from, you know, months to come later after that, or years, you know, and just sort of, I suppose, just be in tune with them. I didn't know exactly what I was supposed to do, but that was it.
Well, at least you got their names.
Yes.
It never occurs to me to ask them anything.
Yes, yes.
You know,
I
they address me. They tell me something, and I go, okay.
Yeah.
Like it's no big deal. Like I'm standing there eating an apple, you know, no big deal, and I don't ask them a thing.
She would repeat the names for me so that I you know, to get them into my brain, and that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
I mean, I think it's great that they told you who they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
impressed.
Me too.
Okay, very lovely to talk to you.
Oh, thank you for calling in,
okay.
Dominic.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Well, that's some good experience Dominic had.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and you know what? We're almost out of time.
Yeah.
We're about going to pull out the hook here for us. So thank you for calling in, Dominic. That was great. And listeners, I know that you guys have had a lot of experiences and it's kind of mulling around in your brains. And if you have any questions, you can email me or, you know, just always drop me a line. And if you want to talk to Steve, you can drop him a line or drop it to me and I'll send it to him. And you know, let's all keep in contact. Whoops, we got another one there. Hello? Hello? Who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Hello? All righty. Thanks for being on, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And listeners, thank you for tuning in. As always, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.